Thank you, Vice Chair. Ministers, distinguished delegates, and colleagues, the United States asks for the floor today to make a statement about the future of science, technology, and innovation for development in these challenging times, and to help set the tone for the rest of the week. I would first like to commend the chair and organizers for the outstanding agenda and thank the ministers who just spoke. I am encouraged by our collective acknowledgement that science, technology, and innovation are essential for economic and social development, in addition to their vast impact on humanitarian affairs, and that we are using this forum for strategic planning, sharing lessons learned and best practices, and providing foresight about critical trends. The United States looks forward to the in-depth and expert-led discussions throughout the week. As we launch the week-long series of engagements on science, technology, and innovation for development, let us reflect on how far we have come in utilizing science and technology in promoting development, democracy, human rights, and peace and security. Science, technology, and innovation are about the future, but I would be remiss not to talk about the realities that threaten to pull us all back toward a darker past. Today, we are at an inflection point in history for the renewal of democracy as it is being tested by the crisis in Europe. Russia's unlawful and unprovoked war in Ukraine is an affront to the principles we seek to affirm, our work to promote closer ties, our belief in collaboration across the boundaries of nations, religion, ethnicity, and creed, and our efforts to advance international science, technology, and innovation for development. Let me be clear. Russia's war in Ukraine, which has been facilitated by Belarus, strikes at the heart of the ideals and values of the United Nations. This should be the venue where we bridge the digital divides and push the curve of discovery. Russia's war of choice in Ukraine is fundamentally antithetical to the values and principles of science upheld by many countries. We are committed to settling disagreements through open and reasoned discussion. We value robust debate and collaboration, and we adhere to standards of conduct that foster mutual understanding and respect. When we disagree, we state our reasons, we document, we inquire, we question, we test, we update and revise. We use the methods of science to forge a more durable, sustainable, and enlightened peace. Instead of using their many talents for the benefit of society, many Ukrainian scientists, engineers, students, educators are compelled to take up arms to defend their homeland against Russian forces. This war has impacted more than just Ukrainian citizens. Before the Russian invasion, Ukraine hosted more than 70,000 international students, predominantly from Africa and South Asia, most of whom have been forced to flee into neighboring countries. These individuals crossed borders and traveled to Ukraine to study, learn, and experiment, only to have their dreams shattered by the invading force. Those are the stakes, and we must all rise to the moment. Together with our allies and partners, the United States is taking action to promote accountability for the Russian and Belarusian governments, and we are working with our scientific societies to identify solutions that will provide Ukrainian scientists and international students the support they need. The United States believes that CSTD members must act with renewed focus to protect the values and principles enshrined in the UN Charter, the very same democratic values that create the conditions for science, technology, and innovation to flourish and in turn benefit all people. We should keep this at the center of our discussions this week. The United States believes in the Commission, and we will redouble our efforts to promote the good of science, technology, and innovation for development in this forum. In closing, our goal is simple: to have shared and strong networks of countries, companies, and universities connected by shared values and a shared commitment to conduct science, to design and deploy technology for the benefit of all people, to strengthen open and interoperable systems, and to encourage freedom of thought and expression, which is at the heart of science, technology, and innovation. Together, we can shape the global evolution of science and technology in a manner consistent with these values. Thank you for the time, Vice Chair. The United States yields the floor.